This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Suspected Israeli warplanes bombed Iran's embassy in Syria on Monday, and Tehran said 7 military advisors were killed, including 3 senior commanders, Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
The target, according to Iranian state media, was top Revolutionary Guards commander Mohammad Reza Zahedi. He had been a senior commander in Iran's elite Quds force, the Corps' overseas arm, according to the guards. Iran's ambassador to Syria, Hossein Akbari, said Tehran's response would be harsh. Syria's foreign minister condemned the attack. Its state media cited a military source saying Israel launched the attack from the occupied Golan Heights and that its air defense system shot down some of the missiles. The strike appeared to signal an escalation in Israel's war against Iran's regional proxies.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. The United States said Monday it had expressed concerns to Israel about its planned offensive in Rafah in the Gaza Strip, and Israel had pledged to take these concerns into account. The two sides had a quote-unquote constructive engagement on Rafah during the video conference meeting, the White House said in a statement. Around 200 people gathered in front of the Cologne Cathedral in Germany's fourth-largest city to celebrate a partial legalization of cannabis coming into effect on Monday. The law allows the cultivation of up to 3 plants for private consumption and the ownership of up to 25 grams of cannabis in public spaces. Germany becomes the 9th country to legalize recreational use of the drug, which is also legal in some subnational jurisdictions in the United States and Australia. This is VOA News. Peruvian Interior Minister Victor Torres announced his resignation to reporters on Monday amid a political scandal involving alleged illicit enrichment by the country's president, who's being investigated over luxurious Rolex watches. Quote, I'm leaving in peace with my hands clean, Torres told reporters after a cabinet meeting at the government palace in Lima, claiming his resignation was due to family and health issues. Police and prosecutors raided President Dina Boluarte's home and office over the weekend, looking for evidence of the origin of at least 3 Rolex watches in an investigation into alleged money laundering and illicit enrichment. A contentious new law on hate speech has come into force in Scotland, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
It's being praised by some, but criticized by others, who say its sweeping provisions could criminalize religious views and that the law could have a chilling effect on free speech. The Act makes it an offence to stir up hatred on the basis of characteristics including age, disability, religion, sexual orientation, and transgender identity. The legislation, though, does not ban hatred on the basis of gender, the Scottish Government saying that will be tackled by a separate forthcoming law against misogyny. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. federal health authorities say a case of human bird flu is linked to contact with dairy cows in Texas. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Texas health officials say a patient is being treated for the bird flu after coming in contact with cows, which are now known to be susceptible to the avian flu virus. The patient's only reported symptom was eye redness. Federal health officials say this is the first known instance anywhere in the world of a person catching this version of bird flu from a mammal. Last month, officials confirmed bird flu infections among cows in Michigan, Kansas, and Texas. One expert's calling this an unexpected and problematic twist. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The eastern U.S. state of Maryland has opened a temporary channel on the northeast side of the collapsed Baltimore Bridge, allowing vessel traffic around the container ship stuck at the disaster site, Governor Westmore said on Monday. Recovery teams were working on opening a second temporary channel, Moore said. The Port of Baltimore shipping channel has been blocked since a fully loaded container ship lost power and collided with a support column on the Francis Scott Key Bridge last Tuesday, killing 6 road workers. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.